Now some Florida Republicans on the presidential primary there next Tuesday. They were gathered for a monthly luncheon at the Bear Lakes Country Club in West Palm Beach. Our co-host Robert Siegel spoke with four of them after lunch.
It's a small gathering, a couple of dozen people, Republicans, conservatives, many with roots in the Northeast.
Let me welcome you this morning. I'm Sid Lanier. I am the newly elected vice president. Thank you. We want to start with our pledge and blessing, and Blanche will come and lead us in that, so if we'll all stand, please.
The Romney and Giuliani campaigns are both running strong here in southeastern Florida. Among these Republicans, John McCain is not. They don't like his independent take on immigration and other issues. Here are four club members. Fran Hancock is an enthusiastic Romney supporter. She owns an insurance agency, and she's a state committee member. Bill Diamond is a former New York City commissioner who's for Giuliani. Patrick Moody, a Baptist minister, is for Huckabee. And Cheryl Carpenter Klimek, who runs her own PR firm, remains undecided. I asked them about a statement they heard at lunch from a Romney spokesman. Republicans win when they nominate a real conservative and all the party's constituencies coalesce. Fran Hancock said she agrees.
I very much support people who support the Republican Party principles, and I don't believe that we win by changing our principles to fit the other party. I don't want to be Democrat-light, L-I-T-E, if you will.
For you, Mitt Romney is real
Republican.
Well,
I think he fits the bill best in all the categories, as far as I'm concerned. I think we have some wonderful candidates, but I do believe Governor Romney does meet the qualifications across the board.
And Cheryl, what do you think? Which way does the Republican Party win?
I don't think it hurts us to have a conservative candidate. It hasn't in the past. We've elected George W. Bush twice. And I think what resonates with people is you stand for something. You need to take a stand and be steady with it, because that's what people are looking for, is someone strong to make decisions.
And Patrick Moody, your thoughts on that?
I think that core convictions are integral. I think that the American people see that. I think they respect that. They may not completely agree with the position, but I think they're looking for someone who's got their feet on the ground solidly. You have to have a position where people know your core convictions, and they know you're not going to waver from that.
I'm Bill Diamond. I work as a volunteer for Rudy Giuliani in Palm Beach County. I'm his county co-chair here, and I've worked with him in New York for 8 years, known him for 25 years. I have another thought on the matter, if I may. I want to say that I do not believe the majority of the American public are ideologically oriented. There are people on the conservative side, and there are people on the liberal side, but the basic majority of the people in this country want results. And that's, frankly, what Rudy Giuliani has given them in the city of New York under most difficult circumstances that one can imagine. So while we're all conservatives, that is not an ideological banner that we should carry into the election. We should carry it, our principles, yes, but at the same time, we have to be in mind that only results count for the people, and most of the people would like the parties not to brandish their ideology, but to brandish their results.
You're saying the skills of leadership and executive talents that bring about results might be more important than coming across as ideologically pure.
Yes, exactly. Maybe not in particular circumstances of the parties, but basically in the general election, yes. And I think that's where Rudy will shine.
What do you think about that, Patrick Moody?
Well, it's the old argument of pragmatism versus ideological positions. I think when push comes to shove, when there is a crisis, people have to know where you stand. And people can get results. Bill Clinton got a lot of results. They weren't necessarily the best for the country, in my opinion, as I think we'll all agree on
Bill
that.
Diamond is resisting that
yes.
comparison.
I don't think President Clinton got such great results. He passed up the opportunity to get Osama bin Laden. He had certain results that none of us want to remember or talk about. So I don't think it's just that kind of a background that counts.
The results were results still. And they were results from an ideology that Bill Clinton stands for. And so that's where it comes back again to ideology as opposed to results.
I have to ask Fran Hancock, because when people talk about consistency and core convictions, in primary debates, very often there's a veiled allusion there to Mitt Romney saying he's the one who's evolved a little bit too sharply over the course of his career. He used to think differently or speak differently about abortion. And
well, that's very true. Others have flip-flopped on many issues, but it seems that Governor Romney is always the one that's hit on that on the one issue in his life. And I personally feel that when he flipped or flopped, he flopped to the right direction, and he's...
So you're okay with the flip? The flip-flop would worry you?
If he flopped back the other way at some point.
Cheryl, how are you going to decide this? You have only a few days left.
I'm going to ask my 3-year-olds. I'm going to do a little more research. You know, I'm watching the polls, but I'm trying not to let that make my decision for me. I just really want to do some more research on, as I said, the economic issues and the homeland security issues are my biggest concerns. We've talked to our kids about voting, and as a matter of fact, we were just up in New York and took them to Susan B. Anthony's house, and my young girl talks about how she helped the ladies vote. We really made an impression, but my son says we need to vote for Huckabee because I think he just likes the way the name sounds. Huckabee.
Palm Beach Republican and mother of 3-year-old twins, Cheryl Carpenter Klemek. We also heard from Bill Diamond, Fran Hancock, and the Reverend Patrick Moody. By the way, before they left the country club, they all exchanged some wistful thoughts about a candidate they would like to see run, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
That's our co-host Robert Siegel reporting from West Palm Beach. On the Democratic side, the field of presidential candidates is shrinking. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich says he's quitting the race and will make a formal announcement tomorrow.